Indie 115, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you're doing very fine today. 2 degrees outside. My oh my, this is going to be the start of a great show. 6 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday here on Indie 115 is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And what do we usually do on this 1 hour of variety? Oh, well, not a whole heck of a lot, I'll tell you that. Today, we have a bunch of new music. This entire show is just dedicated to new music being released. We have a debut album, which we'll talk about very first, by Carl Silveira. We have a Unrest, a single by Brandy Younger. And we have another special brand new music as well. And of course, we throw in some classics in between there with Chet Baker, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, all those wonderful things. And you're wondering now, how do you fit this into 1 hour? Well, I won't tell you, because we don't have that much time. But I will tell you about this new debut album from Toronto trombonist Carl Silveira, entitled... the album, that is, the man is called Carl Silveira, that's no doubt, and he does play trombone. Much like Frank Rosolino, I play trombone. A creative title for an album, but this one is more creatively named A Porta Aperta, which effectually translates to Zucchini Zucanu, Tomato Tomato Potato Potato. And that's just the entire vibe of the album, is just that, this is jazz music, what the heck is going on? These folks know what they're doing. The whole lineup, David French, tenor sax, Allison O with alto sax, Carl Silveira, of course, on trombone, Chris Pruden on piano, Dan Fortin on bass, and Nico Dan on the drums. It was recorded over 2 intensely focused days. They say intensely because they didn't blink the entire time. They only looked at the sheet music once, and then they just did whatever they do from there. And this was back in July 2021. Almost a year ago was this recorded. And the project was first conceived back in 2020. So it's nearly a year and a half, 2 years in the making. Silveira was working on this, getting the team together, writing music, and it's just an emotionally groundbreaking album. Stylistically, his music can be energetic, introspective, thoughtful, and even humorous. That's right. If you're laughing while you listen to his songs, that's okay. No one will get mad at you. It's primarily a conceptual focus, the whole album. A theme of multiplicity. Who knows what that means? I don't. I'm just reading what they tell me. But that being said, I find the album will play its independent part. It goes in unexpected ways, and it offers a lot of different focal points while you're listening. You can tune in to different parts of the song at different times, and of course, as you get familiar with it, you can kind of just enjoy it as a whole. You kind of learn the music piece by piece, and that's a wonderful thing. And while an open door can lead you to new places, on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, an open door leads you into new music. A Porta Aperta was released last Friday, March 25th, and yes, you can find it on all your favorite streaming and music and wherever you get your music these days, or you can get it right here by tuning into the Johnny Athens Variety Hour on 101.5 Indie. This is Carl Silveira with The Shimmy from his new album, debut album, A Porta Aperta. Thank you. Indie 1015. You're listening to the radio. And on that radio is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. As it is, as it has been, every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. And you've always been a listener, haven't you? I can tell, I can feel the dust in the air. I bet you've never gotten up from that chair. You've just been sitting there since we started, waiting every week for the next show to start. And by golly, I just have to respect that. What you just heard was from Carl Silveira's new album, the track Shimmy. A very fun little tune. And that was followed by Chet Baker with You Better Go Now from his album Chet Baker and Strings. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the program, today has a lot of new music. There's tons of new music, and while Chet Baker is not new, Carl Silveira was having his debut album. And this next song is by Brandy Younger. It's actually a two-track single, which I don't really understand how that works, because that's just a double, really, if there's two. But anyhow, things in the jazz music world don't tend to make too much sense. But it's a new release from February of this month, and it's garnered a lot of attention because the name Unrest, of course, comes from the idea that the track is focused on, well, it's very socially conscious. It's focused on a lot of the things we've seen over the past year, specifically police brutality and racial violence is what she's kind of talking about in the socio-political upheaval. just a lot of the instability that I guess some people have been experiencing in their lives all across the world in different ways. As a result, the amid the pandemic and all the political change that's happened, Brandy Younger definitely captures a lot of the turmoil, and the tracks you'll notice are very emotionally charged. She said of the tunes that one thing is true for every person hearing this piece: we've all witnessed unrest as the nation grapples with its past and present, all in the midst of quarantine and major political change. And she's new to the scene because her debut album only released last year, called Somewhere Different, which did garner her a Grammy nomination for Best Instrumental Composition for the track Beautiful is Black. So we do see a theme so far in her work. It's very exciting to see someone new and fresh, especially coming out of, this time. That can really be influential. And you know, you think back to rock music or even some folk and country of like the 60s, Woodstock and all that. That was another kind of time of change in mentality, public social mentality, community. And the music reflects that, you know. What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield is a great example, or Fortunate Son as well. And I guess we're kind of seeing that with what the work that Brandy Younger is putting out. And that's just fun to see, you know. No matter what you think of these situations, it's nice in my mind that people are expressing it, and it can sometimes produce great music, and it can change music in other ways, you know, not necessarily in any kind of social way, but just in a, you know, what people do in music. And Brandy is definitely someone who has a lot under her belt. She knows what she's doing. She's worked with a lot of jazz, hip-hop, and R&B luminaries such as Ravi Coltrane, Kanye West, John Legend, Pharoah Sanders, and many others. She even had her composition Hortense featured on Beyoncé's documentary Homecoming. So if you're a Beyoncé fan, perhaps you'll be a fan of Brandy Younger. If you thought, wow, that documentary had one great track that I really loved, I wonder who did that. Maybe that track was Hortense by Brandy Younger, and you can now go check that out. But until then, we shall take a listen at what Brandy is saying on this new single, Unrest, on Indie 101.5. Thank you.
Thank you.
Indie 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Did you enjoy that? I did. That was Brandy Younger with her new two-track single, her double single, A-side and a B-side on the single, I guess, Unrest, which she released back in February of this year, following her debut album, Somewhere Different. And as we talked about, it's very emotionally charged, and it goes through a lot of different phases there, and it's a really great ambiotic song, I feel. It reminds me a bit of Brian Mello and the kind of things he did, especially with Harold Budd. Pavilion of Dreams was something that came to my mind. And then that was followed by Duke Ellington with Mood Indigo. Good compliments there. And as I mentioned, we will be talking about new music, and what do you know? I have another one for you right here by a Quebec musician himself, Yves Lavelle. This is from his album L'Échelle du Temps, featuring Maison Gervais on the first violin, Olivier Thuin on the second violin, François Vallière on viola, Emily Gerard Charest on cello, and Etienne Lafrance on double bass. A lot of string. You have no brass. It's all string except for Yves, who's on the piano, which I think is really nice to see. It's a little different. It feels a lot classical. And, I mean, Yves is a musician who's established himself for over 20 years. And I guess the music comes, or the lineup comes from the fact that he draws a lot from contemporary and traditional jazz, as well as classical and world music. Strings are something I find you can see all over the world in different forms. It's a definitely aesthetic. It's a musical aesthetic that's noteworthy for its refined approach to melody and harmony, hailed for his ability to suspend time with a musical phrase. His interplay between traditional and experimentation is definitely renowned, and it can almost be poetic, very intimately human, very much his own style. When you hear a Yves Lavelle song, you know it's him, if you're at least familiar with the work, and now you all will be. And he's recorded 9 albums, all of which have been received enthusiastically by audiences, and I don't think it will be any different with this one, L'Échelle du Temps. It's a beautiful collection of 8 pieces of, obviously, piano and string quartet, and like I said, it's very unique, it's refreshing to see in the world of jazz, and that's why I was so excited when I got word of this, to give it a listen and to put it on the show. And for this recording, as I mentioned, Lavelle recruited a top-notch ensemble of musicians. They're all virtuosos and respected in their respective knowledge of their instruments. It's an uncommon capacity for expression and sensitivity. I find there are things that the cellos, the bass in jazz is so critical, I say. There's few times where it just doesn't do its job right. You know, it never doesn't fit in. There's always room for the bass. And if you don't have a bass, you know, the violin, the viola, whatever, there's always room for that one string instrument that can just get those notes, I don't know, and not quite like the guitar. The guitar is a bit of an exception, I think. The expression and sensitivity, those are really the words to best put it. And the music is competently written, and it's balanced between improvised material and this introspective, energetic writing. So I'm excited to share this new album, L'Échelle du Temps, with you. It will be released Friday, April 8th on Effendi Records, which you can, of course, find on all your typical streaming services and wherever you get your music. And today we'll be playing the song Le Réservoir, but in the following weeks, up to the release of the album, I plan to play a lot more. So do stick around. It is great work, and I'm excited to share with you Yves Lavelle's new work from L'Échelle du Temps, Le Réservoir, on Indie 101.5. Thank you.
Frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day, and everything's okay.
Yes, isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You're going on your way. Now you've got to remain. Yes, just as you walk going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me, babe. Now I can see the sun up high. They were caught in the storm. I can't see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain bitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Baby, long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Thank you. see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm.
Caught in the storm, babe.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm.
Cozy and warm.
Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely
and it's been a year, and I'm not going to say I miss Hamilton. I'm not going to say I miss Hamilton, but the Hamiltonians have a special place in my heart.
Hamiltonians have done a lot of good for this nation, for the United States of America, and for the continent of Europe and Australia.
Entirely, in their entirety. And, yeah, that's all I got to say, you know? You know, keep getting through the cold. But it's warm over here. Suck it. And I'll see you soon, guys. Alberta is a lot better, so come on out here when you get the chance.
I feel like there are a few parts of Hamilton, or a few parts of Alberta that remind me of Hamilton, and vice versa, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, well,
I feel they'd be friends with each other.
They could be. And, you know, some bits of Calgary even remind me of Hamilton. I guess that's just Canadian city, you know, architecture at its best. You know, every corner kind of looks the same and everything. But, you know, the green spaces of Hamilton are really what makes Hamilton Hamilton. You know,
that's true. The, you know, Hamilton is the waterfall capital of the world.
And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because it's not shown enough in Hamilton. Like, sure, it's on every sign that you see of Hamilton, and you know, it's like, it's, you know, it's all over the place, trying to shove it in your face, basically.
Every waterfall I've seen in Alberta has been frozen solid. The water, there's no water, let alone falling water.
Actually, the water is not fully. The water moves underneath. It doesn't fully freeze usually. Like,
yeah, well, what kind of waterfall is that? If I can't even see the water that's falling, you go to Hamilton. You turn a corner. There's a waterfall. Boom, bada boom, bada bing. You go home. You got a waterfall.
Yeah, but this like makes you have to go back. It's like when you go to the store to look for something like continuously sold out. Like you wouldn't go to the store 7 times, but you would for what you're looking for. And this is how waterfalls maintain their attraction.
Yeah, because every time you go, you're like, oh, I hope it's falling, but then it's not. And you're like, ah, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to be patient with it. I got to let the waterfall do its thing, you know, and then you come back, and then it is falling. Sometimes. Usually not, but...
All I'm saying is that when Hamilton promises a waterfall is what you're going to get. They follow through. They're a thorough people. And for that, we appreciate them. And that's right. The beautiful people of Hamilton who have let me do this show, they haven't raided my office for over a year now. I appreciate that so much. You let me on the hours, or, oh my, what am I saying? I'm so flustered, I'm blushing. But you let me come into your radios once a week for an hour and discuss whatever I discuss, and I appreciate that so much. And I love it just for you being you and for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Until next time, see you back here on Indie 101.5.
Indie 101.5 CIOI.